online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Police are questioning a man on suspicion of murder after a body reportedly of a woman was found on the M20. Officers closed the London-bound carriageway near Ashford for more than 20 hours after the discovery was made on Tuesday night. The suspect handed himself in yesterday evening. A silver Nissan Qashqai has also been recovered as part of the investigation.
KMFM News.
244,000 more people came to stay in the UK than left the country in the year to September, according to new figures. Net migration from the EU over that period fell below 100,000 for the first time in nearly 5 years. The Home Secretary has also revealed the government's halfway to reaching its target of resettling 20,000 Syrian refugees in the UK by 2020. Amber Rudd says it's a priority.
It was an important commitment to make sure that we resettle 20,000 of the most vulnerable from the Syrian refugee crisis. We've done just over 10,000, which is a great achievement. It's slightly ahead of schedule, so I'm confident we'll get to the 20,000.
Theresa May is said to be absolutely committed to supporting people affected by the Grenfell Tower fire after Stormzy used his Brits performance last night to question her. Downing Street says the Prime Minister is determined to discover what went wrong and why locals' concerns were ignored for years. Police are looking for a black Mercedes after a motorcyclist was injured in a crash on the A2. The car failed to stop after the collision on the coastbound carriageway near Darrenth early on Saturday morning. A man in his 50s was seriously hurt. Officers also want to speak to anyone with dashcam footage of the incident. Donald Trump suggested teachers in the US should carry hidden guns to prevent mass shootings. The US president's been meeting survivors and campaigners following the recent attack in Florida, which left 17 people dead.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Lecturers at the University of Kent are starting 14 days of strikes today as part of a row over pensions. The body that represents lecturers says if plans to change the current system go ahead, they'll be left about £10,000 a year worse off in retirement. The walkouts are happening over the next 4 weeks at campuses in Canterbury and Medway, affecting more than 20,000 students. Sean Lewis Anthony is president of the Kent branch of the University College Union.
We care deeply about our students. We wouldn't take this action if it wasn't absolutely necessary. So to those students who are frustrated and angry, I understand it, we feel it, but what we're saying is write to our Vice-Chancellor, take action, do something.
A teenager is due in court next month after armed police were called to report someone had a firearm at a Medway shopping centre. Officers seized a BB gun and arrested the 19-year-old at the Pentagon on Tuesday. He's been charged with having an air weapon and intent to cause fear of violence. Plans for a new Marks & Spencer store in Maidstone are going on show for the first time from today. If approved, the development at Eclipse Park near Junction 7 of the M20 would include a food hall, homeware and fashion departments and create 300 jobs. The company already has 2 stores in the town centre. Work on the new one could start in the summer if it's given the go-ahead.
KMFM Showbiz.
After his exit from Strictly, Brendan Cole's been chatting to KMFM and revealed some shocking news about his glitter ball trophy.
It is currently in a box in the garage, broken.
No! It's broken! How did you break it?
It's been with me for 15 years. It's moved to about 16 different houses. These things happen.
He won the very first series back in 2004 and is now going on tour with his own stage show. All Night Long will be in Tunbridge Wells next month. If you missed his chat on Breakfast earlier, you can listen again at kmfm.co.uk.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Great Britain's men's curling team are out of the Winter Olympics. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Team GB lost their tiebreaker against Switzerland 9-5. They had to win to secure a place at the semi-finals. Meantime, the Russian curler, who failed a drugs test in South Korea, has been stripped of his bronze mixed doubles medal. He admitted an anti-doping violation after testing positive for a banned substance. In football, Arsenal will be expecting to make it into the last 16 of the Europa League tonight. They're 3-0 up on Switzerland. Swedish side Östersunds ahead of the second leg. And Nathan Hughes is fit again and back in the England Rugby Union side for their Six Nations game with Scotland this weekend. Captain Dylan Hartley will become the country's second most capped player at Murrayfield. Joe Marler's back on the bench after serving a suspension, but there's no place for James Haskell, who's also available after a ban.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.